Some offices have sandwich carts. We at NPR have live music. Almost every week here at our headquarters in Washington, someone performs in the NPR music department, specifically at the desk of Bob Boylan, the host of All Songs Considered. He's had bands behind his desk, real bands, big bands that were never meant to fit in an office cubicle, and really famous artists like Adele and T-Pain. It's a series we call Tiny Desk Concerts. Late last year, NPR Music launched a contest to give an undiscovered band or musician a chance to play behind the tiny desk. And this morning, the judges announced their winner. Lost in a crowd, you feel your bounce, out loud. He calls himself Fantastic Negrito, and we'll ask him about that name in a minute. He was chosen from nearly 7,000 entries. Fantastic Negrito joins us from Oakland, California. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
So that song we just heard, Lost in a Crowd, this is the song that you submitted for the contest. I imagine you had a whole lot of different songs you could have chosen. What about this piece represents what you do and who you are as a musician?
Well, first of all, I wanted to stop writing so much about myself because I can be a little self-obsessed. I remember I was at a store here in the Bay Area, and I looked at the face of this cashier, and he just looked so distressed and so tired and overworked. And that moment right there, I was like, oh, that's it. And then I went and ran to the parking lot and started writing these lyrics. Feelings of rage, broken bones, lost in a crowd. Now you're on your own. This is your life. Now you're grown. There's no tomorrow. It's here, it's on.
I want to ask you about your name. Negrito is a word some people will hear and take as a term of endearment, but others might hear it and take offense. It translates from Spanish as little black person. Why did you choose this term?
I chose the name Fantastic Negrito. It all came in a vision. It all came from listening to all this great, great, great music that I call black roots music, blues music, very early Delta music. To me, it's a celebration of blackness. The Fantastic is self-explanatory, you know. And the Negrito is a way to open up blackness to everyone, you know, make it playful, international. It's extremely positive, in my view. I thought it's my affair with this music.
You have an interesting story. You had a record deal in the 1990s with a major label, but then you gave music up for a while.
I did.
Can you tell me what happened?
Well, I was signed to a major label, Interscope, and I tell you, it just, the minute I signed that record deal, my creative life just ended. I really didn't understand the business side of music, probably like a lot of artists, and it was pretty devastating to me, and just trying to be honest, I guess, and it wasn't permitted. Hmm. What saved me is I stayed on the label about 5 years, and I'd go out with artists, tour with a few people. You know, I ended up getting into a car accident that left me disformed and in a coma for about 3 weeks, and that got me out of that situation.
Why? Because after that, you saw things differently? Your priorities were different?
Well, after that, they just dropped me. You got an artist who can't walk, and my hands were damaged. No one thought I'd play instruments again.
How are you doing now? How's your hand?
Well, my hand, I call it the claw. It's pretty ugly, but I just work with what you have. I just work with what I have, and I think it's made me better because I have less options. And I can only chop away, beat a few chords away, and that's when I'm going to make it good when I do it. It's going to feel good because that's all I got.
That's Tiny Desk Concert Contest winner, Fantastic Negrito. He and his band will be flown out to D.C. to play a Tiny Desk concert later this month. They'll also perform in Austin at the music festival South by Southwest. He joined us from Oakland, California. Fantastic Negrito, thanks so much for talking with us, and congratulations.
Thank you very much for having me. I need a new beginning. I need a new